Is there a place that feels like home to you? A place where your culture, values, and experiences are truly understood? What if that place felt so different from the rest of your country that you and others wanted to stand out on your own? Imagine a state where the people feel deeply that their priorities, lifestyle, and even beliefs about government don't align with the rest of the nation. Should states have the right to seek independence if their residents collectively agree? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, every state should have the right to independent nationhood, secession, if a majority of its members support it. And this comes from the U.S. law category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The idea of secession, basically the act of a region formally leaving a larger political union, has a complicated history in many countries, including the United States. The most prominent example in the U.S. was the secession of the Southern states, leading to the Civil War in 1861. This conflict remains one of the most challenging events in U.S. history. Secession also touches on the broader idea of self-determination, which holds that groups of people should have the right to govern themselves if they so choose. This principle was supported by the United Nations in the mid-20th century as a way to enable former colonies to achieve independence. This topic is especially relevant today as people question the effectiveness of centralized government in addressing regional concerns. In recent years, some U.S. states and even counties within states have discussed the possibility of seceding due to disagreements over issues like taxation, resource allocation, and cultural values. The potential for states to govern as independent nations raises questions about how unity, stability, and governance could be redefined in the 21st century. Now, let's debate. Agree. Every state should have the right to independent nationhood if a majority of its members support it. 1. If a state's majority wishes to pursue independence, it reflects a fundamental democratic value, the right of people to decide their own fate. The principle of self-determination is embedded in many foundational documents worldwide, including the UN Charter. The case of Brexit, where the United Kingdom chose to exit the European Union, shows a modern precedent for regions wishing to govern themselves. 2. Some states feel financially constrained by federal requirements, arguing that they contribute more tax revenue than they receive in federal aid. An independent state might manage its finances more efficiently, addressing local issues with direct solutions. For example, California, which has the world's fifth largest economy, theoretically has the financial power to sustain itself as an independent nation without the need for the U.S. federal government. 3. Many regions have unique identities that feel stifled under a central government. States with distinct cultural identities, like Texas or Hawaii, could argue that independence would allow them to preserve and promote their unique heritage without interference. Independence would greater control over policies aligned with the local culture and political views. Disagree. Every state should not have the right to independent nationhood, even if a majority of its members support it. 1. Secession could disrupt economies, as states might lose access to federal resources and protections, leading to increased poverty or reduced access to healthcare, Social Security, and disaster relief. For example, during the Greek financial crisis, discussions of Greece leaving the EU raised concerns about economic collapse, showing the potential risks of breaking away from these larger entities. 2. Allowing individual states to become independent nations could weaken the country's security, making it harder to manage military defense, trade agreements, and foreign policy. In a world where global alliances are crucial, fragmented states would struggle to maintain the same level of security. The dissolution of the Soviet Union into smaller nations created regional tensions and security issues that persist today. 3. Legal processes for secession are complex, and there's no real clear path in the U.S. Constitution for a state to leave the Union. Establishing new currency, infrastructure, and international relations would pose enormous logistical challenges. Many scholars argue that creating a stable governance outside the Union would be difficult, if not impossible, in practice. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. A possible rebuttal to Agree's first point about freedom of choice could be, while self-determination is a valued principle, applying it within a unified nation could create chaos. There's a reason most countries hold tight to centralized governance. Cohesion in policies, resources, and defense often outweighs the benefits of independence. The goal is often to find a balance within a unified framework rather than resorting to complete fragmentation. A possible rebuttal to disagree point two about the threat to national security could be, today's global economy and digital networks make independent statehood less reliant on physical boundaries. Smaller countries around the world maintain alliances and trade agreements without compromising their sovereignty. If managed properly, a state could potentially secure trade and defense pacts as an independent entity. This debate reveals the complexity of balancing regional autonomy with the benefits of a unified nation. The argument in favor highlights self-determination, cultural autonomy, and potential economic independence. In contrast, the disagree side emphasizes the risks to security, economic instability, and logistical barriers to creating viable, independent nations. Recently, some U.S. states have seen increased interest in independence. In Texas, for instance, some legislators have discussed a referendum for Texit, which is similar to Brexit. The rise in state-level debates on autonomy underscores how local dissatisfaction with federal governance is evolving in the modern era. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some of the ways Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Only states with unique cultural identities should have the right to independent nationhood. How would a state demonstrate its unique cultural identity? Should there be a process to validate these claims? 2. States should have the right to form their own independent government if they meet certain economic criteria. What economic benchmarks would be required for independence? Could certain industries or resources make independence more viable? 3. Secession should only be allowed if neighboring states approve. How could neighboring states be affected by a nearby region's independence? Should states have the right to veto other states if they want to secede? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you get to pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. And you can save 10% off your first purchase with the code PODCAST10. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.